Listen up, here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band. No shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Daily DOGE Report. I'm Caleb, your guide through the swamp, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Grace.
Hey, everyone.
Grace, ready for Season 2, Episode 5. This deep dive is going deep, and honestly, maybe a little spicy.
The only podcast brave enough to wade through the swamp.
And tell you what those critters are really up to. And we're here to bring you all the swamp draining action.
So grab yourself a glass of sweet tea.
Spiked or unspiked.
We don't judge.
And settle in.
We've got a lot to cover.
We do. The Department of Government Efficiency has been making waves this week.
They've been auditing those government credit cards.
You know, the ones that seem to have no limit.
Shutting down contracts that make you wonder who in their right mind signed off on them in the first place.
And let's just say federal employees are experiencing a whole new level of job performance evaluation.
You know, Caleb, it warms my heart to see those swamp dwellers sweat a little.
I bet they never thought anyone would actually hold them accountable for all that wasteful spending.
And speaking of accountability,
DOGE says they're saving taxpayers $1 billion a day.
Now, I'm no math whiz.
But that sounds like a whole lot of money we could be using to build a wall fund or a military. Or maybe even give hardworking Americans a tax break.
While I admire your enthusiasm for fiscal responsibility, Caleb, let's dive into some specifics.
We've seen a lot of focus on reducing the federal workforce, especially at agencies like the IRS and the VA.
Now, some folks might be clutching your pearls over this.
But I say it's about time we trim the fat.
DOGE is definitely making waves.
And enemies, right? The Department of Government Efficiency is on a mission to shrink the federal government and cut waste.
Yeah, they're finding enough pork to keep every hog farmer in Iowa happy for a year.
No kidding. We've got a lot to cover today. Grace, shocking audit findings, the impact of all those layoffs, especially the IRS and the VA, and of course the backlash from, you know,
certain vocal groups.
You said it, the swamp creatures who'd rather burn taxpayer dollars than see them actually benefit the American people.
We'll get into those programs a little later, but first, I think our listeners need a taste of what DOGE has been up to.
I agree. Hit us with it, Grace. You've been going through these reports. What's got you fired up?
Well, the HUD software license thing is a perfect example of the kind of mess DOGE is cleaning up, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
They found that HUD bought over 35,000 software licenses, but only 84 were actually being used. Talk about a bureaucratic shopping spree.
It's like buying a jumbo jet to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And HUD's not alone, right? I hear the Small Business Administration is hoarding software licenses like they're going out of style.
Oh, yeah. Tens of thousands of licenses for each employee for like 10 different software products. You could run NASA on that much software.
Makes you wonder how efficiently they're really managing things, doesn't it? And whether taxpayers are getting their money's worth.
It certainly raises some questions.
Speaking of questions, let's talk about the layoffs. Everybody's talking about it, especially at the IRS.
That's right. The IRS could be facing staff cuts of up to 50%.
Wow. And the VA is looking at downsizing, too. That's a big deal.
It is. People are understandably worried about how those cuts will affect services, especially for veterans and tax collection.
We're talking about going from 90,000 employees to 45,000.
And the VA might be cutting as many as 80,000 workers.
I can just hear those bureaucrats crying into their kale smoothies.
Yeah, it's true, Caleb. Those are significant numbers. And to understand the impact, we need to look at the bigger picture. It's a tough balance trying to be fiscally responsible while still making sure essential services are taken care of.
Absolutely. Yeah. But look, nobody wants to see anyone lose their job. But let's be honest here. The federal government has gotten way too big and inefficient.
Right. It means a serious overhaul.
Exactly. We need to trim the fat, streamline things, and get back to basics.
That's what DOGE is trying to do.
It's what President Trump promised the American people. And frankly, it's long overdue.
We'll dig into the arguments for and against the cuts later in the show. But first, let's talk about another form of pushback that DOGE is facing, the so-called economic blackout.
Oh, yes. The blackout, organized by a group calling themselves the People's Union.
That's the one.
They're upset about the rollback of DEI policies.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, for those who don't speak acronym.
Right. And their big plan to disrupt the economic order was to ask people to shop less. They called for a boycott of major retailers.
Target, Amazon, McDonald's, the whole nine yards.
And get this, they told people to stock up the day before the blackout. The irony is amazing.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? If everyone just shifts their spending to the day before.
Exactly. It did make me chuckle. So how effective was it?
Well, the results were mixed. Target and Walmart saw a dip in their online traffic, but Amazon actually saw an increase.
Sounds like the blackout didn't exactly pack the punch they were hoping for.
Not quite. But they're planning more longer ones this time, targeting specific companies.
Well, good luck to them. The American people have spoken, and they want a leaner, meaner government. And DOGE is making it happen no matter how much the swamp creatures complain.
Speaking of complaining, there's another narrative we need to address: the claim that DOGE is somehow radicalizing federal workers against President Trump.
Ah, yes, the radicalized federal worker. A classic example of fake news, wouldn't you say?
Well, an NBC News piece suggested that some federal workers who may have been neutral or even supportive of the president are turning against him now because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Hang on a second. Let's use some logic here. We all know that Washington, D.C. is as blue as it gets. Over 90% voted for Kamala Harris. How much real support for President Trump was there among federal workers in the first place? This whole radicalization thing sounds more like fear-mongering than anything else.
It's a good point. And don't forget, federal workers were actively resisting Trump's policies during his first term. So this idea that DOGE is suddenly alienating a bunch of secret Trump supporters
doesn't really add up, does it?
Not really. It feels like another attempt to create a boogeyman where there isn't one.
Agreed. Some people just can't handle the fact that President Trump is actually getting things done. They'd rather see the country fail than admit he's making a positive difference.
It seems that way sometimes. DOGE is like a stone thrown into a stagnant pond, and those ripples are spreading.
And it's shaking things up.
And speaking of shaking things up, remember that email sent to federal employees asking them to list their accomplishments from the previous week?
Oh, you mean that, what did you do last week? Email.
That's going to be the best thing I've heard all week. It's like they finally realized those bureaucrats might actually be doing something other than organizing their paperclip collections.
Well, it came from the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM.
And it caused quite a stir.
Apparently, some agencies like the FBI and the Pentagon
told their employees to ignore it.
Can you imagine the audacity?
You know what that tells me?
Those folks in the swamp are so used to coasting along.
They've forgotten what real work looks like.
It definitely created a lot of confusion.
The OPM later clarified that agencies could decide how to respond.
But it definitely added fuel to the fire.
And then there was that whole deferred resignation program.
Talk about a government train wreck.
They offered those federal employees a sweet deal to quit.
You know, things like months of paid leave.
Basically a golden parachute to leave quietly.
But then a judge steps in and says, nope, that's illegal.
Mm.
But get this, 75,000 employees had already jumped ship before the judge pulled the plug.
It certainly highlights the mixed feelings within the federal workforce.
It seems some people saw the writing on the wall and decided to take the deal while they could.
You know, it's almost like they knew their cushy little jobs were on the line.
It's almost like they could sense that the DOGE was coming for them.
Or Caleb, it's not just the direct layoff. These cuts have ripple effects.
We're seeing private nonprofits that rely on federal funding having to make cuts too.
That's right.
DOGE isn't just draining the swamp.
They're drying it up.
Now, I know some folks, especially those bleeding heart liberals, might be worried about these changes, but let me tell you, sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
And in this case, that omelet is a leaner, meaner.
And more efficient government.
While I understand that perspective, Caleb, there are certainly different views on how these changes are impacting the country. But let's move on to some of the specifics about the waste that DOGE has uncovered. You mentioned the HUD software licenses. What about that research project on the eating habits of SNAP recipients?
Oh, man, that one's a classic. $10 million a year to study what people on food stamps are eating. You can't make this stuff up. And they blew through $17 million in less than 2 years with almost no results to show for it.
According to the DOGE report, they had two consultants who hadn't even done any field research. Talk about government waste at its finest.
It's like they're throwing money into a black hole. And it's not just isolated incidents. DOGE has found hundreds of billions of dollars in improper payments across multiple agencies every year. Think of what we could do with that money if it were actually used properly. We could fix our roads, our schools, fund research for real problems, not what people are eating.
DOGE has uncovered some pretty outrageous examples, like that migrant from Honduras who used three different Social Security numbers to get $48,000 in Medicare benefits. Or the time Medicare paid $49,000 for a rehab stay for someone who is already dead.
You can't make this stuff up. It's our tax dollars that are being squandered. DOGE is doing the dirty work cleaning up the mess that's been festering in Washington for decades. And they're facing resistance every step of the way.
We've talked about the economic blackout, but what about the pushback from environmental groups over DOGE's plans to close hundreds of government offices?
Ah, yes, the environmentalists. Always predicting the end of the world. Remember that study that found only 4% of climate policies actually reduce emissions? It makes you wonder what their real agenda is.
Well, DOGE says it's about reducing the government's footprint and saving money. But critics worry that closing offices used by environmental agencies will hurt research and monitoring efforts.
Look, I'm all for protecting the environment, but the federal government has its fingers in way too many pies. Mm. We need to streamline things, focus on core responsibilities, and let the private sector do its job. Emmy Griffin, a columnist for the Patriot Post, had an interesting take on this. She pointed out how those climate initiatives often just line the pockets of special interest groups while doing little to actually protect the environment.
Emmy's a smart lady.
She sees right through those climate alarmists. Remember that congestion pricing program they tried to implement in New York City? It was supposed to reduce traffic and emissions.
But all it really did was make it more expensive for hardworking folks to drive.
And let's not forget about that $20 billion they tried to claw back from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. Who knows where that money would have gone?
Probably to fund some shady green energy projects with zero accountability.
It certainly raises questions about the priorities of some of these environmental groups.
You know, it makes you wonder if they're more concerned with pushing a political agenda
than they are with actually protecting the environment.
That's a question worth pondering, Caleb, and it's something we'll continue to explore in this show. This gets back to the fundamental debate about the role of government right. Some believe it should be a driving force in addressing societal problems, while others favor a more hands-off approach. DOGE's actions are forcing us to confront those different perspectives head-on.
And that's a good thing. We need to have this conversation. The American people deserve a government that's efficient, accountable, and fiscally responsible. And that's what President Trump and DOGE are fighting for.
It's definitely a bold agenda, and it's generating strong reactions on both sides. We've seen protests, legal challenges, and a media frenzy around DOGE's every move.
Well, you know what they say, Grace. If you're not making enemies, you're not doing anything worthwhile.
Maybe so. But we also need to acknowledge that there are legitimate concerns about the potential consequences of DOGE's actions. We need to carefully consider the impact on essential services and weigh the benefits of cost-cutting against the potential downsides of shrinking government.
Absolutely. We need to be smart about it, but we also need to be bold. The status quo is not working. The federal government has become a bureaucratic monster that's sucking the life out of our economy. It's time to slay the beast, and DOGE is a sword that President Trump is wielding.
That's a powerful image. Speaking of powerful figures, we haven't even touched on the role of Elon Musk in all of this.
Oh yeah, Elon. The man, the myth, the legend.
His involvement with DOGE has definitely sparked a lot of debate.
For sure. Some people are crying foul, saying it's a conflict of interest for him to be advising DOGE because his companies have billions of dollars in government contracts. They think he's using DOGE to line his own pockets.
It's true that Mr. Musk's companies do benefit from government contracts, and his critics worry that he might be using DOGE to steer those contracts in a direction that benefits his businesses.
I get it. But come on, give the guy some credit. He's a visionary, a genius, a true American innovator. He's revolutionized the tech industry, the space industry, and now he's taking on the challenge of fixing our broken government. And he's doing it all for a dollar a year. You can't buy that kind of dedication.
His supporters see him as a force for good, someone who's not afraid to challenge the status quo and bring new ideas to the table.
Exactly. And frankly, I'm glad he's on our side. We need more people like Elon Musk and government people who think outside the box and aren't afraid to take on the swamp creatures.
It's certainly an interesting dynamic having someone from the private sector play such a big role in shaping government policy. It raises questions about the right balance between public and private interests and the potential for conflicts of interest.
Those are good points, and we'll dig into them more, and we'll examine the legal challenges DOGE is facing, the arguments for and against Elon Musk's involvement, and the potential long-term consequences of DOGE's actions. Stay tuned, folks, because this is just the beginning.
It does seem like certain groups are really quick to criticize this administration.
Well, they can criticize all they want, you know? The American people know that President Trump is a man of action. He gets things done. And DOGE is living proof. They're not just talking about cutting waste. They're actually doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what drives the swamp creatures crazy.
Let's talk a little more about the waste that DOGE has found. You mentioned those HUD software licenses. What about that research project on SNAP recipients?
Oh, yeah, that one's a doozy. $10 million a year to study what people on food stamps are eating. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And they burned through $17 million in less than 2 years and had practically nothing to show for it.
The DOGA report said they had two consultants who hadn't even done any field research. It's a classic case of government waste.
It's unbelievable. And it's not just isolated incidents. DOGE has uncovered improper payments across so many agencies, totaling hundreds of billions of dollars every year. Imagine what we could do with that money if it were actually used, right? We could build schools, fix roads, fund research for real problems, not for studying what people eat.
DOGE has found some really shocking things, like that migrant from Honduras who used three different social security numbers to get $48,000 in Medicare benefits. And then there was that time Medicare paid $49,000 for a rehab center stay for someone who was already dead.
It's crazy. It's like a bad movie, except it's real life, and it's our tax dollars that are being wasted. DOGE is doing the hard work cleaning up the mess in Washington, and of course they're facing resistance every step of the way.
DOGE says it's all about making the government smaller and saving money.
The federal government has way too much power. We need to focus on the essentials and let the private sector do its job.
This comes back to the debate about the role of government, doesn't it? Some people think it should be very active in fixing social problems, while others think it should stay out of things. DOGE's actions really force us to think about these different views.
And that's a good thing. We need to have this conversation. Americans deserve a government that's efficient, accountable, and doesn't waste money. And that's what President Trump and DOGE are working towards.
It's a bold plan, that's for sure. And it's causing a lot of strong reactions. We've seen protests, legal challenges, and the media is all over DOGE's every move.
Well, you know what they say. If you're not making enemies, you're not doing anything worthwhile.
True. But it's important to remember that some of the concerns about DOGE's actions are legitimate. We need to think about the effect on vital services and weigh the benefits of cutting costs against the problems of a smaller government.
Definitely. We need to be smart, but we also need to be bold. The status quo just isn't working anymore. The federal government has become this huge bureaucratic monster that's destroying our economy. It's time to kill the beast, and DOGE is the weapon President Trump is using to do it.
That's quite the image. Speaking of powerful people, we haven't even mentioned Elon Musk's role in all of this.
Oh, yeah, Elon. The man, the myth, the legend.
His involvement with DOGE has definitely been controversial.
Some people are calling it a conflict of interest because his companies have so many government contracts. They say he's using DOGE to make himself richer.
It's true that Mr. Musk's companies get a lot of money from the government. And his critics worry that he might be using DOGE to get even better deals for himself.
I see their point. But come on, Elon Musk is a visionary. He's not in it for the money. He wants to make a difference. He's changed so many industries, and now he's trying to fix our government. And he's doing it all for just a dollar a year. You don't find that kind of dedication in Washington very often.
His supporters think he's a positive force, someone who's willing to challenge the way things are done. They think his involvement is good for reforming the government, even if there are potential conflicts of interest.
And I agree. We need more people like Elon Musk in government.
Mm-hmm.
People who are willing to think big and shake things up. The old ways aren't working anymore. We need new ideas and bold thinking. And if a few people get upset along the way, so be it.
It's definitely unique to have someone from the private sector with so much influence over government policy. It raises questions about the relationship between public and private interests and the need for transparency and accountability.
Transparency and accountability are key. And that's what DOGE is all about. They're exposing all the waste and inefficiency in our government. They're making sure bureaucrats are held accountable and work for the people, not just themselves.
It's a big task, and they're facing a lot of opposition from people who want to keep things the way they are. The swamp creatures are fighting back hard with lawsuits, smear campaigns, anything they can think of.
But you know what? They won't win, because DOGE is on the side of the American people, and the American people are tired of their money being wasted on useless projects. They want a government that works for them, not against them. And that's what DOGE is working so hard to achieve.
The stakes are high, the challenges are real, and we don't know what the outcome will be. But one thing's for sure, DOGE has started a national discussion about the role of government, how well bureaucracy works, and the need for reform. And that discussion will probably continue long after DOGE is gone, whether it's shut down by the courts or just runs its course.
Buckle up, patriots, because this is where things get really interesting. We've talked about their mission, the cost-cutting, all the backlash, and of course, the bigger picture of President Trump's agenda. But now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. The legal and ethical challenges surrounding DOGE's authority.
Right. DOGE has been operating in a bit of a gray area legally, and their critics are looking for any weakness they can exploit.
Well, they're going to need a lot more than that, because DOGE is a tough nut to crack. But let's break it down. First up, the constitutional question.
Yeah, DOGE was created by executive order, Right, not an act of Congress.
Exactly. And that's where some legal scholars are saying it gets shaky. They claim that Congress is the only one who can create and fund government agencies, and that President Trump overstepped his bounds by setting up DOGE without their approval.
That argument's come up in a few lawsuits.
Of course it has. What else would you expect? The White House says DOGE is totally within the president's power.
Right, which makes sense.
But it's a legal battle that could have huge consequences.
Yeah.
If the courts side with the swamp creatures, it could unravel everything DOGE has done and really throw a wrench in the whole government reform movement.
It would be a major setback for the administration and anyone who wants a smaller, more efficient government.
And a big win for the bureaucrats who just want to keep spending taxpayer money. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The courts have also ruled in favor of DOGE a few times.
Right. They've upheld DOGE's right to make decisions about funding for agencies.
But they've also blocked DOGE from accessing some private data and systems.
It's a complicated legal situation for sure. It's going to have big implications, not just for DOGE, but for the whole balance of power between the executive and legislative branches.
High stakes all around.
It makes you think about the relationship between public and private interests and the importance of transparency and accountability.
Transparency and accountability, that's what it's all about. And that's what DOGE is doing. They're shining a light on all the waste and inefficiency that's been going on for too long. They're holding people accountable and making sure they serve the people, not themselves.
It's a big job, and they're facing a lot of opposition from people who benefit from the current system. You know, the swamp creatures, they're fighting back hard with lawsuits, bad press, anything they can do to stop DOGE.
But you know what they won't win? DOGE is on the side of the American people. And the American people are fed up with seeing their hard-earned money wasted. They want a government that works for them, not against them. And that's what DOGE is fighting for.
The stakes are high, the challenges are real, and nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. But one thing, certain DOGE has started a national conversation about the role of government, the effectiveness of bureaucracy, and the need for serious change. And that conversation is likely to continue even after DOGE is gone, whether it's by court order expiration date or even President Fick's decision.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the DOGE saga. It's been a wild ride through the swamp of government. But hopefully you're walking away with a better understanding of what's going on and why it matters. And hey, maybe you're even feeling a little inspired to demand a government that actually works for you. Remember, patriots, stay informed, stay involved, and never let the swamp creatures win. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the DOGE saga. It's been quite the journey through the swamp. Remember, patriots, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay involved. And never let the swamp creatures win. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily DOGE Report. And don't forget, this podcast is brought to you by a service disabled veteran. Your support means everything to us.
Yo, listen up. Here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band. No shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.